In January 1998, Victoria Adams and David Beckham announced their engagement. As one-fifth of the world's biggest pop act and the most famous footballer in a generation, newspapers and magazines were battling to buy the rights to their bash. Society weddings have been headline news for hundreds of years, but Posh and Beck's were different. Both from ordinary backgrounds, their fame alone was elevating them to pseudo-royal status. A new breed of celebrity was being born. Generating over £12 million in sales for OK magazine, the Beckham wedding helped push Richard Desmond's net worth over £150 million the following year. The 21st century dawned, you no longer had to be wealthy, well-connected, or even talented to find fame. Instead, ordinariness was becoming a lucrative quality. And there was money to be made from giving everyday people star status. Big Brother was about to expose the public appetite for voyeurism. Watching ordinary people with no discernible talent became a national obsession. And reality TV as we know it was born. The series was already getting decent viewing figures, but then Big Brother stumbled onto a formula that turned the show from post-pub viewing into a must-see thriller that gripped the nation. Big Brother had found itself a bad guy, something that would go on to become one of the most bankable fixtures of reality TV. 5.5 million of us were transfixed by Nick's downfall, and amid soaring ratings, it wasn't only the broadcaster who benefited. Big Brother was an instant hit and became a fame farm, producing a new crop of celebrities with each series. Within 6 years, it was generating £150 million for Channel 4, almost a quarter of its total ad revenue. And Endemol, the production company behind the show, had hit the jackpot. Having found a way to cash in on ordinary folk, producers were about to go further. They set about looking for people who had an actual talent they could sell. ITV had launched Pop Stars. It was popular with viewers, but the age-old approach of using a panel of judges to pick the winners was far from innovative. Watching at home, one record executive had a brainwave. 10 months later, Pop Idol was born. Simon Cowell teamed up with management supremo, Simon Fuller. In the wake of Big Brother's success, Fuller had created the new format. Now the public would decide which ordinary people were talented enough to be transformed into pop stars.